is Mark Weber? He's a self-made business executive here to help you find your success. From the New York City projects to the Avenue Montaigne in Paris, his global success story in the luxury world of fashion is inspirational. He's gone from clerk to CEO twice. Mark is classic proof that the American dream is alive and well. Here's your host of Always in Fashion, Mark Weber.
Don't feel like going home, but all my cash is gone. Yeah, I got nothing to do tonight. I'm passed out on the floor, up in the hotel bar, but it don't matter cause I'm feeling fine. I'm thinking life's too short, it's passing by. So if I'm gonna go it all,
this is Mark Weber, this is business, this is Always in Fashion, and we're talking bigger before we even begin. I've been thinking about people that make an impression. I've been thinking about great companies that make an impression. I've been thinking about big ideas, which get me thinking that what is it that catches our attention? There's so many things going on around us, so much stimuli. So much clutter invading our space. Yet something seemed to break through. There can be a simple message, soft and heartfelt and sweet. There can be loud screaming, stories, or blaring statements. Innovation designed to impress and improve our lives. Warnings and fear can be exciting, and they can be noticed. Shocking seems to work, sometimes clever, sometimes intelligent. Sex seems to captivate us. Scientists study our minds and perceptions. Do you ever consider that? Driving a car on a highway, billboards on the roadside, 6 seconds to notice them, catch our attention. A store window, they've done the studies, 2 seconds to captivate us. And magazines, you have less than that even to stop and decide whether you want to look at what's written and what those pictures look like. I would say the internet has changed the rules. Millions and millions of us are rooted to our screens, our phones, our iPads, our computers, not for seconds any longer, but for hours, catching our attention. This is one of the reasons the marketing gurus are shifting their resources to capture our imagination online. Life, sports, politics, fashion, celebrity, and people connecting. When you consider the world of communications, like our show, and people communicating in all of these ways and more, there's a thought process that says anything worth doing is worth doing well. I agree wholeheartedly. But I've always wondered about business and capturing the hearts and minds and, frankly, the money in your pockets with the businesses I manage. Face it, pretty much all this stimuli, all this communication somehow leads back to your wallets. Even those more altruistic endeavors save the planet. It takes money and commitment. Politicians need your support. I never understood why police, fire departments need our help. Libraries need our help. Don't get it. We need them more than they need us, but yet they're looking for our money. And it's not enough to just be interested, we have to support. And in life, after breathing the air, drinking the water, which, by the way, who figured out how to monetize water? It should be for free, at least it always was. Now we're simply consumers. All the world doesn't recognize us. All they see are our wallets. We're not black or white. We're not Hispanic or Asians. We're not Christians, Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, or atheists. We're just green people. We're just money. Cynical, you say? Perhaps. But think about it and explain to me how I'm wrong. You can't. You can try. But then explain to me all the stimuli, all the efforts put forth to catch our attention, all the messages we're bombarded with every day. Show me how it doesn't lead back to money. Now, the good news to my cynicism, there are noble causes. People's lives are improved. The world goes on. Life is precious and interesting. And yes, I believe anything worth doing is worth doing well. Yet if you want to be noticed, you have to be bigger than life. Whatever you do, you must do it bigger than life. Doing something well is frankly the price of entry. Making it bigger than life is the key to being seen, the key to breaking through, the key to managing your impact, the key to being differentiated from everyone and everything else. The key is bigger than life. Our concept, our show, and tonight on Always in Fashion. Tonight, I want to explore bigger than life. In life, in luxury, in careers, and success, in order to be seen, in order to break through, in order to be successful, I believe you need to be bigger than life. Can't be any clearer than that. With this in mind, I want to say hello to Jesse Weber, my son, my co-host, who's always been bigger than life to me.
Good to be back. I didn't like missing the show last week at all.
Well, you put your priorities in the right place, and maybe you wouldn't.
I get pulled in a lot of different directions. I really feel bad that I had to miss it. But man, I come back, and what do you just say? I'm bigger than life? Why am I bigger than life?
Oh, very simple. You were great in school, great in college, great in law school, passed the bar on the first try. Same for your driving test. The camera loves you, you have your mother's looks, and have the Weber hair.
Well, thank you for all that, but this sounds very superficial. What happens if I didn't pass the test? What happens if I didn't have good hair? What would have happened? Would I not be bigger than life?
Hey, it's my definition. I'm in charge here.
All right, I'll take it.
You know, you have to be noticed in this world, and you're doing things that caught my attention.
Speaking of hair, I couldn't believe the other night we were out at a bar celebrating one of our friend's 60th birthday, a guy named Paul Rosengard. By the way, would you ever throw a big birthday party like that for yourself?
No.
No. I was wondering that. He had a lot of friends.
Did you ever throw one for your father?
You wouldn't want that.
Of course not. I wouldn't come, but you know, why would I do it myself? You should do it.
You'd Gatsby your own party.
Yeah.
So we're at this party, and a couple, husband and wife, they come up to you, and they say they recognized you from our time that we spent at Yankee Stadium. And they we said, they go, we remember that hair from anywhere. They caught your hair from the front row.
Well, there you go. You need to be bigger than life. Even if it's just your hair, you also need to be humble to break through. And I think that's important.
Well, speaking bigger than life, your career actually speaks bigger to life. Although I love when you say you look outside yourself and you respect everything that you've accomplished and you realize, you say this all the time, that you weren't supposed to have this career.
It's nice to know you listen and appreciate what I say.
Of course. I remember everything that you say.
Oh, yeah? What is it about my career that you are bringing up right now?
What is this, a test? What, are you testing me on this right now?
No, I'm just seeing if I broke through to you. I want to be bigger than life. That's the theme of tonight's show.
All right, I'll give you an example. Do you remember our conversation regarding your ups and downs in your first chapter at PVH?
No.
Well, I asked you why you didn't leave through all the problems, all the adversity. There's a lot of issues going on. And you said, if nothing else, you're consistent. And you made the point that you wouldn't leave until you appeared to be bigger than life.
Yeah, okay. Good point for tonight. Yes, I could have always gotten another job. But if I was to leave at the times that I was most disappointed, I don't think I would have been able to write my own ticket. You see, I believe that you have to be bigger than life even when you're making a decision to change jobs. And that's an interesting lesson for all of you out there to consider when you want to leave your job.
Well, since you're testing me, let me just continue on here. Okay, so that was chapter one, and I remember chapter two so clearly. You had all these different opportunities that were coming your way, but you were very patient, and I was surprised by that. I remember you met with LVMH. They offered you the chairman and CEO of Donna Karan. Mm-hmm. I remember you were pleased, excited, grateful. We really all were. But you said something that I'll never forget. You said, it didn't feel bigger than life. That's when you negotiated for the corporate title.
That's true. This is embarrassing, Jesse.
Well, look, I'm saying it. You're not saying it. I'm impressed. So give me a moment to support tonight's show and the theme here, Bigger Than Life.
Let's take a moment here. Something happened Saturday that I want to talk about in terms of Bigger Than Life. On Saturday, I was in Long Island, and I wanted to go to the mall. I wanted to go to Uniqlo. Anybody know who Uniqlo is? You know, of course, Jesse.
My favorite. Yeah. I love Uniqlo.
Those of you who didn't know the Gap when the Gap was great, it's Uniqlo now. This Japanese company that was started probably 20 years ago. What they're extraordinarily good at is finding core pieces, basic items at a very fair price that have great quality and provide things that you definitely need, like puffy jackets or crew neck shirts or sweaters or like crew neck t-shirts. They're perfect, perfect core basics, and they're amazing. Anyway, I had seen one in the city. I bought a V-neck sweater that was great. I didn't have enough black V-necks.
Yeah, okay. That's like Batman saying he doesn't have enough suits.
Yeah, well, when I find something, I try and go with it. And they just happen to have a cotton, beautiful V-neck sweater. And I was in Long Island, and I wanted to go and see what other colors they had, and I want to go and buy it. And I went to Roosevelt Field. And when I got there, something insane was going on. I walked through the entrance where Nordstrom would be. The problem is, Nordstrom disappeared, and it was blocked by thousands and thousands and thousands of young girls. They were all over the place. You couldn't walk in, you couldn't walk, you couldn't navigate, you couldn't do anything. By the way, I'll say where there are thousands of young girls, there were thousands of young boys, and not only that, there were the mothers. Because these young girls, the demographic was, I'm going to say, from 14 to 20. I don't think they were in college yet, but maybe my radar's off. But they were also young. Every stairway, every escalator, every single space that was available to sit or stand was taken up. And I couldn't understand why. And I went over to what looked to be two young mothers with their daughters, and I said, "You got to help me. What's going on here?" She said, "We're all waiting for an appearance of James Charles." Of course, I said, "Who?" "James Charles." I said, "Who is he?" And she said, "He's a makeup artist. He's an internet sensation. He was going to cut the ribbon of a new store that was opening called Morphe. M-O-R-P-H-E. But if I tell you thousands and thousands and thousands of people blocking the mall, blocking all the entrances, lined up, and there were two kinds of people there, one that were waiting online to just, I guess, say hello to him and walk through and walk into the store, and the thousands that would never get a shot at it. Who the heck, Jesse, is James Charles?"
Well, you nailed it on the head. He's a big internet sensation. I think he's got over 8 million followers on his YouTube channel, over 8 million followers on Instagram. He's a young guy, 19 years old. What he's really known for is being the first male CoverGirl spokesperson. You heard me right. The first male CoverGirl spokesperson. He's very famous, makeup artist. A lot of people follow him, and apparently he gets very big crowds.
You know, it's also interesting. We that night had a family dinner. We were with our nieces and nephews, and I happened to mention at the table that we went to Roosevelt Field, and this guy, James Charles, were there. And all the young nieces were starting to nod their heads. Everybody seems to know who this is. I'm amazed by it. But there's a point of this. And Jesse, just in case I forget, I took a couple of pictures. You post on Instagram?
Me personally?
Yeah, do you?
Yeah, of course.
Why don't you post these on tonight on Instagram so they can see what it looked like?
Of what the crowds look like.
Yes.
Sure, I'll do it.
Yes. So the point, what is the point I'm making? It should be obvious. Tonight, the subject is bigger than life. And social media is bigger than life. Now, like everyone else, I talk about social media. I refer to it. I make sure I sound like I'm invested and like I know what I'm talking about and certainly that I'm connected. But let me tell you, this scene at the mall, now I get it. The world has changed. There is a new power. You talk bigger than life, social media is the new medium. There's no question about it. And I am around so many executives, so many CEOs, and they talk about it from the periphery. I don't think many of them really get it. Because if they did, they would be figuring out how to hire all these people to help promote their brands. Now, I know they do it. These social media people have found out how to monetize their celebrity, and they are catching people's attention. Social media and the marketing definition of bigger than life? Man, oh man. I went to a function called Financo, one of the great investment banking companies in New York City. And I only tell you this to tell you that they started off the conference with a panel discussion of these three women I never heard of before and a guy. All of them were social media people. And I listened to how they all had 8 million and 10 million and 15 million, million followers. This is extraordinary. Extraordinary. And social media is bigger than life. If you're on this planet, you know the Jenners and Kardashians. What Calvin Klein had done with underwear, using those families as their spokespeople on social media, and what they've done in stores in Macy's, it's unbelievable, the recognition and the interest and the idea that there is something that's bigger than life, and bigger than life captures our attention. With that, I'll be back in a minute.
Always in fashion.
This is Mark Lepper. This is Always in Fashion. In 1998, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Taryn Rose brought comfort to the world of luxury shoes. She was trained as a surgeon and knew that women deserve to feel comfortable in their shoes, and developed shoes that were designed to make the human body comfortable. She partnered with design experts and tech innovation to create a collection of shoes that looked beautiful and yet they were incredibly comfortable. Taryn Rose footwear is about luxurious materials, sophisticated silhouettes, and comfort. They feature innovative comfort technology. Ladies, you want to be comfortable in your shoes. You want to be safe in your shoes. But more importantly, you want to look great in your shoes. Taryn Rose, developed by this brilliant surgeon. The Taryn Rose woman is refined and refuses to sacrifice comfort for style, or for that matter, style for comfort. These shoes are perfect for women who think on their feet, but not about their feet. Discover the latest Taryn Rose collection at TarynRose.com. Taryn Rose, the luxury of comfort.
Welcome back to Always in Fashion. Here's your host, Mark Weber. Mafia.
This is Mark Weber. This is Business Tonight on Always in Fashion. And we're discussing the concept of bigger, specifically bigger than life. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do. I don't care what company you work for. There is so much competition out there, it's near impossible to be seen, to be appreciated, to be known, to stand out. Therefore, very simply, in this world, you want to be successful, you want to be known, you want your business to thrive, you have to be bigger than life. I have had a career where I've tried to be bigger than life. I'm not going to give you my resume again. We've done that more than enough. But I want to talk to you about my third chapter, my chapter on radio. I, for the longest period in time, wanted to be a radio talk show host. I've always driven to work. And at one point during all this driving, I lost some interest in music. When you're busy, when you're a CEO, when you got things on your mind, it's hard to focus and learn listening to music. And I just stopped on the way in, and I stopped listening to music. I started listening to talk radio. And I was entertained. I learned. I listened to the best. I listened to Howard Stern. He made me laugh. He entertained me. I loved it. I loved his sidekicks. I listened to Howard Stern. I also listened to Bob Grant, to Rush Limbaugh, to Sean Hannity, to Michael Savage, to Mark Levin. I listened to Art Russ Jr. All of these greats, whether they were sports, politics, or entertainment, interested me, and I decided I wanted to be on radio. I hired agents, I started practicing, and I got myself on WABC, the largest talk radio station in the country. It's amazing, and I am thrilled by it. Now, my idea for a show was to do a show rooted in fashion. But like anything else I learned along the way, and there's only so much I could talk about and tell you what my favorite color is, I wanted it to be more about business. After all, even though I spent this extraordinary amount of time in fashion and luxury, and it's certainly about product, it's the business that differentiated me. So this show evolved into business. But even so, as we went along, fashion and business wasn't enough. We needed to talk about life and how life interacts with fashion and business. And that was the idea for the show. I wanted the show to be bigger than life. Now, when you listen to us, I want you to appreciate something. This is unlike most other radio talk shows. The guys I mentioned pretty much are talking politics. You want to be a radio talk show host? You have to be professional. You have to understand how to articulate. You have to understand politics. But it's relatively easy in the sense, particularly in the world of Trump, to be a host. All they do is report and put a slant on what they heard all day. Speaking of Trump, I found something from CNN, Jeannie Moos, I believe her name is, and on the subject tonight where we're talking bigger than life, I think you might enjoy this. Let me play it for you.
First, President Trump gallantly pulled out a chair for the CEO of General Motors, then he dropped the B word.
It's happening bigly.
Not once, but twice.
We're bringing manufacturing back to the United States bigly.
Inspiring U.S. News and World Report and others to report Trump pushes for bigly manufacturing revival. But it was also the revival of bigly, a word often attributed to Trump during the campaign.
I'm going to cut taxes big league, and you're going to raise taxes big league.
And we have to solve it big league and strongly.
And that's what's happened big league.
What did he say? A linguist at the University of California at Berkeley did those tests and determined that Trump was saying
big league, big league.
Big league, not bigly, though bigly is in the dictionary.
Bigly, bigly.
An adverb meaning in a big manner.
We're going to win bigly.
Cue the mockery. Win bigly? Good grief. We will make America win bigly, and grammar loses goodly. Make America bigly again. But Bigley began losing when an interviewer asked the Donald himself what he'd been saying.
I use big league.
I was
good.
Right.
Okay.
Big
good.
League, you've settled it.
Okay.
But that didn't stop Merriam-Webster from honoring Bigley as the most looked-up word that was never actually used in 2016. Now President Trump is not using it again.
It's happening bigly.
The good, the bad, and the bigly even made it onto a T-shirt. We need to cut bigly down to size.
Cut taxes bigly.
Jeannie Moos, CNN.
Like him or not like him, our president is bigger than life. Now, as I hear half hour of our audience turning away, I'll still talk to the other half. Fun is fun. Back to this. I'm into bigger than life, and I'm talking about radio, and I'm talking about the idea that I started listening to talk radio and certainly became enamored with the hosts that I was listening to, and I learned. I was entertained, but I learned. You want success in this world, no matter how many times I tell you, what it takes to be successful. And there are a million components and a million variants to get to be successful. There's one thing that always stands out, and it's learning. And learning comes from curiosity. And don't ever for a second lose your curiosity, because it's going to make you great. Anyway, I went on radio with the idea that I can do this. I felt I can tell stories. I felt I had an interesting enough life and experiences to make it interesting. And I got excited about radio. I thought radio was bigger than life. It's in every car. Everybody has a radio, I figured. And the truth be known, the biggest shock to me in my radio career to date is when I meet people and I explain to them on the radio. I'm on Saturday night on WABC at 8 o'clock. I'm on Sunday night at WABC at 5 o'clock. I'm on WNBM 103.9 FM, another station owned by Cumulus Media. I'm on three times a week. I can't tell you how exciting this, and bigger than life. And I tell this to people. And they say to me, oh, so you have a podcast.
How frustrating is that?
And I want to shoot myself. I said, no, I have a radio show. I'm on live radio. You're in your car driving around. You're in your house. You turn on your radio. You're going to hear me.
And then they go, so can I get it on podcast?
And that has been the biggest shocker about radio being bigger than life to me. And I don't know what I am about. I'm disappointed, but I am incredibly proud to be part of this network, to be on WABC. And the fact that I wanted to do this, and I showed my children that if they put their minds to something and they really, really have a dream and they really, really go at it with a vengeance, you can get something done. And I did it. And I am so proud to be on radio. But we're discussing whether radio is bigger than life versus podcasts. And I know now that you could listen to my show on your iPhone. And I know for a fact now that thousands of people are listening to me on podcast. So bigger than life, and where is radio? And I want to tell you a story about radio and bigger than life. Before I do, maybe some facts. 93% of Americans listen to radio at least once a week. 57% of Americans now listen to radio online. They live stream it. There was a time in 2008 that 96% of the homes had radios. Something has happened. It's now down into the 70s. People live stream really only 15% of the time, but radio is huge. But I've been around now doing this for 2 years, and I am really proud. I'm having fun. I'm told so many nice things by so many people about our show. Jesse hears it all the time, and we're very, very proud of that. And I'm also very proud that you could listen on your phone whenever you want. That's not just great. That's very great. But the question remains, is radio bigger than life? Now, two things happened to me the last week that I want to share with you and give me confidence that radio has a future. The first, I was a guest on Curtis Sliwa's show during Black Friday. He interviewed me. That guy is amazing. I can't tell you how I watch him record live, listening to you, how he doesn't miss a beat, how fluent he is, how interesting he is. Him and Rita Cosby together are a sensational team. His language, I don't know how he developed a language. He speaks a foreign language that's called English, but it's English from the city, and it's amazing. Watching him gave me hope for radio. But at the same time, something else happened that was bigger than life. Joan Hamburg. Joan Hamburg has been on the radio for 30 years. I got to meet her coming in to record. She'd be here. Sometimes she's recording before I am. I got to know her. She's a nice lady, good people, and she's very, very talented. I, for one, I drive a lot. I love cars. I love driving. It's a pastime for me. Give me a choice. I'll drive before I'll watch TV. I like it. I like being out. I like looking around. I like seeing what's going on. And when it's summer, I like the top down. I started listening to Joan, and I became a fan. This week, Joan had her annual holiday show. And this show is fascinating because they allow listeners to pay a small nominal fee to come to a restaurant, have lunch, and watch a program. Joan record her show. She has guests coming in that she interviews, and she's great, and it's fascinating. I was particularly proud because one of our producers, the producer who does our show, also does Joan's show. Her name is Lexi Peveraro. I think I got that right. Lexi was all dressed up. She was actually the host of the event. It was great to see her do it. You know, finally, she's doing the talking instead of me. Jesse and I were front row and center. It was great to be there. I felt part of the team. I felt like bigger than life. I felt like I belonged, and I felt like I deserved to be there. And I can't tell you what that means to me to have a home at WABC and Cumulus. Now, Joan put on the program, and she had an amazing array of guests. First one up, Bryan Cranston. He's on Broadway. He's in a show called Network. Anybody remember that movie, Network? It's about a guy who can't take it anymore. He can't deal with the nonsense of going out of the world, and he just can't handle it. And he loses his cool. He goes crazy on the TV. In this case, Joan interviewed him. Bryan Cranston's an interesting guy, and he wasn't afraid to talk, and Joan did a great job interviewing. Next up, one of my favorites, Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller looked great. He's got a show on TV now on Showtime, and he did this whole thing, and he was so interesting. I could have sat there all day and listened to just Ben Stiller and Joan, but it went further than that. She had two young ladies, beautiful rockettes, talking about what it took to become a rockette. And boy, anybody watches those shows and looks at those dancers and listens to what they have to do to go through and be there. We did a show not too long ago called Again and Again and Again, where I talked about the precision it takes to be a successful athlete and the dedication to hard work in your careers to make it happen. You have to do things over and over and again and again and again. And those rockettes talked about that, and I was impressed. They had Mercedes Ruehl, former Oscar winner. She's on Broadway as well. The whole show was fantastic. It was something different for radio. It was a live broadcast of an event, and it was bigger than life. And in a night when I'm talking about bigger than life, I was thrilled this week to be part of radio that appeared bigger than life. Back in a minute.
Always in fashion.
This is Mark Webber. This is Always in Fashion. And my favorite shoe brand, Acquitalia. Acquitalia is a very interesting shoe brand. Made in Italy. That's where the Talia comes from. And Acqua, they're waterproof. This is a collection of men's and women's shoes that are not only contemporary and styled brilliantly, but they're also waterproof. So you guys and gals, you don't have to change your shoes in inclement weather. And I should tell you how comfortable they are. Not only are they fashion and style right, but they're comfortable. You can wear them wherever you go. Acquitalia designs are contemporary, yet there's a classic feel to them. They're easy to wear. They're elegant, yet they're for every day. High quality and low maintenance. The true foundation of timeless wardrobe. Something you could wear every day and not worry about it. Acquitalia is footwear that is made for discerning men and women who make bold moves and want to look their best without sacrificing fashion or comfort. You should explore the latest collection of Acquitalia.com. Acquitalia has amazing styles, beautiful fabrics, beautiful silhouettes. You should really look for them. You can find and explore Acquitalia's latest collection at Acquitalia.com or visit the flagship store at 965 Madison Avenue in Manhattan. Acquitalia, A-Q-U-A-T-A-L-I-A. Wherever the weather goes, they will take you. Made in Italy and waterproof. The best combination.
Welcome back to Always in Fashion. Here's your host, Mark Webber.
We'll be right back.
use that familiar feeling that Friday's famous spark. Yeah, I'm looking for some action, and it's out there somewhere. You can feel the electricity all in the evening air. And it may just be more of the same, but sometimes I wanna go where everyone knows your name. So I guess I'll have to wait and see. But I'm just gonna let something brand new happen to me. And it's alright. It's alright. It's alright. It's alright. Bright lights, candlelit city, it belongs to us tonight.
This is Mark Weber. This is Always in Fashion. Tonight we're being bigger than life. I've often felt and I've often heard, anything worth doing is worth doing well. But if you want to be noticed, you have to be bigger than life. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Bigger than life. Now I want to talk a little bit about fashion and the concept that we're talking about. This industry gets it. The fashion world, the luxury world, understands the concept of bigger than life. Think about it. Between social media, the models, the celebrities, the runway shows, the athletes, all the influencers. Think about your office, your friends, everyone. We all wear clothes and we're all talking about them. We can't help it. We look at each other. We judge each other. We admire each other. The fashion industry understands bigger than life. Next to Hollywood, music, style, fashion is on our minds. When you talk bigger than life, the fashion world gets it. In my former life, my luxury life, Vuitton, the most famous movie stars in the world, are seen in every one of those ads. Right now, Jennifer Lawrence is in one of the most beautiful ads I've ever seen, both video and print. This Joy fragrance. She looks beautiful. She's filmed in the water. It's amazing. Besides that, everyone they pick for that company is bigger than life. The luxury group of LVMH, they get it. Think about Dior, their fragrance, Charlize Theron. Is there anyone more attractive than her? And by the way, not only attractive, but she's bigger than life. You notice her. She stands out. She jumps off those ad pages. And when they're not fooling around with those people, Emma Stone, Academy Award winner, is one of their models right now and spokesman. It's amazing what they're doing. Fashion knows what it takes to be bigger than life. I'm thinking about this for a second. Do you know, my former life, they've staged runway shows on the Great Wall of China. I don't remember if it was Vuitton or one of the other brands, but on the Great Wall of China. Can you imagine the expense?
It seems just really dangerous, like a bad idea.
I guess you haven't been there. It's not really dangerous. It's the creativity and the mindset that goes into this concept of bigger than life. About a year ago, or 2 years ago, 3 years, don't hold me to it, LVMH decided they wanted to create clothes and handbags and accessories that emulated the lifestyle of traveling on the Orient Express, that famous train and famous scenic route taking place in the Asian part of the world. They actually rebuilt the trains, and they staged models and all their products and clothes and accessories in these train sets and traveled all over the world with them, presenting in different cities like Shanghai and Russia and whatever, and Moscow, etc. Think about the expense associated with doing that. It's extraordinary, but they understand bigger than life. While I'm at it, think about Dior. Dior built a mirrored box the size of a building and put it in Red Square to capture people's attention. The things that the luxury and fashion world do are beyond recognition, beyond understanding. I know what it costs to design and create Vuitton windows around the world. You want to see art, you want to see beauty, you go and look at a Vuitton window. I'm not even talking about Christmas time when everyone does it. You can go any month of the year. Their ideas and the consciousness that they create on that brand is brilliant, and the expense is beyond belief. What they spend on windows, most companies don't earn. but they understand bigger than life. And that's why I'm talking about it on tonight, Business and Life. Now, every company you know wants to be seen. They spend all their money, they spend all the effort on trying to be seen. And yet, so few break through. But the other day, something happened in fashion that I thought was worthy to bring to our attention. But of all the companies in the world, all the companies to choose from, I can't believe what happened last week at Payless Shoe Stores. That's why I'm bringing it out tonight. I want to tell you this story. Before I go there, hold that thought. Jesse, we've talked about private label. Do you remember what it is?
Yeah, it's when a store creates their own name. It's theirs. You won't find it in any other store, and they sell products under that label, under that name.
Precisely, with the idea that they're convincing you that this is a world-famous brand name. Companies also use designer names that they make out of nowhere, that they want to sell you product from them. Now, with that, you'll find this Bloomingdale's, Metropolitan View is a label they created, Alfani at Macy's. But these are store brands that exist. You will find them at Nordstrom's with John Nordstrom, like John Nordstrom's a designer, or at Belk's, or whomever. Everyone does it. And the thought process is as follows. When you do your own label, and you buy and manufacture your own product, you're cutting out the middleman. You're not buying it from someone else who has the rights to these brands. If you buy Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren owns the company. They make money selling it to you, the retail, and the retail then goes ahead and sells it. If you buy a Ralph Lauren-looking product without the Ralph Lauren name, you're getting all that margin, and you can do whatever you want and make a lot of money if it's successful. I want to get back to Payless Discount Shoe Store. Payless is one of those stores that is in deep trouble. At one time, discount shoe stores, they were out there, they were first, they were clever, but in the last few years, they've been struggling. They have been losing ground, struggling to make money, finding it difficult to be whoever it is they want to be. There's a new company out there on the horizon who seems to be doing it better, called Designer Shoe Warehouse, DSW. Just the name itself says, if you're going to buy shoes off price, I've got all the designers. So Payless has had some difficult times. But the other day, they got creative. They were bigger than life. And it caught my attention. I wanted to talk to you about it. They hired an advertising agency who came up with a concept for them. In a private gathering in Santa Monica, in a store that was formerly Giorgio Armani, surrounded by all the great other luxury brands in this particular street mall, they opened a new store called Bruno Palissy, surrounded by all these other great designers. The store was retrofitted, signifying Italian quality. It was modern, but minimalistic. It looked beautiful. They hired beautiful people to be there to open this store. They had a runway show for these new shoes, these new stiletto heel shoes designed by Bruno Palissy, that would sell from $400 to $600. Guests were invited to come in and try on these new shoes. It was designed to be a test case for a new store. They could just try them on, then they could buy them, and people started buying them. They started interviewing the people as they were buying the shoes, and they got reactions. This is sensational. I can't believe how great these shoes are. I love them. And this was what was going on. This was a bigger-than-life approach from a new brand, a quiet brand in a quiet launch setting. However, as it turned out, this elaborate advertising event was a prank. There is no such thing as Bruno Palissy, and the whole idea was designed to create interest in Payless shoe stores because they started removing the Bruno Palissy labels from the shoes, and underneath them were the Payless label. And the shoes can be purchased for $30. They thought this was a great idea, and there is no question it caught people's attention. People are generally idiots. People don't know what they're doing. They're idiots.
Funny enough, I saw this video on YouTube of a random guy who hired two bodyguards and had 5 or 10 friends follow him around with pictures, made it look like he was a celebrity walking down the street. He walked down the street. Crowds came by. They go, "Oh, I love him!" And they go, "Where? Who is like?" They did him. He was nobody, but because it made the perception that he looked like a movie star, people thought he was a movie
star.
You
know what I'm going to do? We bought a new big car. I'm going to get a chauffeur's hat. I'm going to have you wear the chauffeur's hat, and I'm going to sit in the back and see whether we attract
people. Wait, why can't you wear the chauffeur's hat?
It was my idea.
Doesn't mean I can execute it better.
Maybe we'll change off.
Some plan.
Maybe on a date, you know, you put me in the hat, and I'll sit there with a black suit and drive you.
You're going to get confused. You're going to wear the chauffeur's hat in the back and get confused.
Look, there's no question about packaging and being bigger than life and how to create it. You think about bottled water. It's just water when you really come down to it. Put in a clever package with a clever idea. Sparkling wine. You ever hear of sparkling wine?
Yeah, of course.
You know what it is?
Sparkling wine.
Sparkling wine is really champagne. There's no difference between sparkling wine and champagne, except for where it's grown. There's a champagne region in France where the grapes are grown, and it's called champagne. When they do whatever it is that they do to the grapes, they put it in a bottle and it becomes champagne. Right across the street, there's another region. The same grapes, the same climate, the same attention. They can't call it champagne. It has to be called sparkling wine. So there's a dazzle, and labels and concepts matter. And you would never know the difference. Private label dresses, men's suits, everything you could think about comes in private label. So when we talk bigger than life, brands, labels, the messages they give are very, very important. But as it relates to this, a big idea is not a big idea if no one hears about it. Now, if I didn't stumble across this, no one would even know they did it. So I don't know what the agency was thinking. You want to be bigger than life, you have to make a statement. You have to create things that people will remember. All the hype of this event, this prank in Santa Monica, all the hype, all the excitement, all the attention, I have to remind you, doesn't amount to anything if you're not real. You don't deserve the attention. DSW has got off-price footwear down. They're the new sheriff in town. Remember, at the end of the day, people need to believe. And unfortunately, as clever as this idea was, it's still a disappointing retailer named Payless Shoes. Bigger than life requires bigger than life. Back in a minute.
Always in fashion.
This is Mark Weber from Always in Fashion. I've talked to you before about the Van Heusen Flex Collar shirt, a shirt that moves with you when you move, the unbelievably comfortable Flex Collar expandable collar. I have great news from you from Van Heusen. They have now expanded from Flex Collars to an entire collection of men's sportswear, pants, knitwear, and of course the Flex Collar dress shirt. If you're a casual Friday company, you still have to look right. You're still in business. You're still competing with everyone else around you. Now you could do it in style and comfort. Pants with stretch fabric and stretch technology that allow you to be comfortable whatever your activities are that day. And all the shirts and all the sportswear that you can now buy under that Flex collection are uniquely you. Great looking style, great comfort from Van Heusen, the Flex Collection.
Welcome back to Always in Fashion. Here's your host, Mark Weber.
Yes, I'm grounded. Got my wings clipped. I'm surrounded by all this pavement. Guess I circle while I'm waiting for my fuse to dry.
Yeah. This is Mark Weber. This is business. This is always in fashion. And tonight, we've been bigger than life. In this world, if you want to be seen, if you want to be noticed, you want to be successful, you want to be happy, you want everything, you have to be bigger than life. Otherwise, no one's going to notice you. Bigger than life as a concept, there are people who understand it. In politics, in fashion, in life, people make statements. Companies make statements. Brands make statements. All through the news, people are making statements. Because they recognize with all the stuff going on, with all the things going on, how do you get seen? There's just too much of it. Walk down the street, you're bombarded with information. Watch the television, bombarded. I can't tell you how many ads, commercials, whether I'm seeing them on TV or on the internet or listening on radio, I don't remember what they were. I don't even know what the products are because they're just not bigger than life. I like bigger than life. You should like bigger than life because it's a fascinating concept that we should all think about. Having said that, I miss you, Sue. You are bigger than life.
Thank you for joining Mark Weber and Always in Fashion. Tune in tomorrow at 5 p.m. This show was sponsored by G3 Apparel and the Van Heusen Company. The views expressed by the preceding program are those of the sponsor and not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus Media.